Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tony Logue, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Always at our door. Stay too far behind to ever get ahead. It's like we're hanging by thread. I claim to him, you claim to me. They say it's hard to break a cord of three. When it rains, it pours. Seems like that old wolf is always at our door. Stay too far behind to ever get ahead. Like we're hanging by thread. It's like we're hanging by thread. Guitar's been beat all to hell. It's been played hard, been put away with. Well, it's been kicked around and it's been thrown down. It's been baptized in blood, beer, sweat. I love to turn it up to 10 and put my fingers to the steel. Well, it's seen bright bar lights and long, lonely nights, but it knows how to save what I feel. Night in some no-name town. Well, I plug in and the lights go down. Flip the switch, come on strong. Hope that they sing along. God knows I paid. Thank you.
you are from Lexington, but was it right after high school that you went to Murray State?
Jason Monday.
I did. I actually grew up in Versailles, but I consider this whole, you know, area my home. I spent a lot of time here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then moved to Murray State to pursue a music degree.
Very nice. And did you like what you found there?
I did. I loved the university. You know, it was nice to see another part of the state and live for a few years and made a lot of good connections in Western Kentucky, obviously.
When you decide you're going to be a music major, what are the directions you can go as a musician in a music major in college?
You can go into education, which is what I did, and you can go into performance. You can just go into an arts degree. A lot of avenues that you can go nowadays. You can get like music therapy degrees
and
stuff like that too,
I think. They have a music therapy program at Murray?
I don't know. They probably do now.
So are you all music all the time? Do you teach?
I do teach. Yeah, I teach and play.
Do private lessons or you teach at a university or a high school? Or?
No, actually I teach at an elementary school in Nashville or close to Nashville.
Where do you live?
I live in Nashville now.
Oh, okay.
I went to school in Murray and stayed there for a few years and then relocated to Nashville to pursue music.
Cool. Yeah. Very nice.
There's a little patch of deadwood just below the timber line. Fish hooks hang by barbed wire strung up about head high. Well, it sits down in a holler where you can't see from the road. It's a godforsaken piece of ground, but the greenest grass it grows, and it's hard to turn a dime these days with an honest hand. Well, yeah, but me, I'm doing fine, making a living off land. Got this piece of ground on the day I turned 18. Granddad on his deathbed signed my name upon the deed. He said, son, it ain't much count, but it's all that's left me. For 5 generations, it's fed your family. And it's hard to turn a dime these days with an honest hand. Even me, I'm doing fine, making a living off. Trash lived out on Thompson Pass. They had chickens in the front yard, pit bulls tied up in the back. My cousin Frankie heard the brothers had a plan. They were waiting on a full moon to come and raid my land. Frank and I were waiting when the brothers both arrived. Dead end road was silent, they turned off all the lights. They had the back of knives in hand and a couple of burlap sacks. And as they crossed the fence, Frank put the hammer back. There were bullet casings flying, my ears ringing like a bell. Buckshot falling around me, I turned to Frankie Field. I crawled through the road ditch, laid a rifle on the hood, put a bead on the youngest, and I dropped him where he stood. And it's hard to turn a dime these days with an honest hand. Giving me, I'm doing fine, making a living off. It's been 6 months now, Lord knows I miss him still. Word is Tom Ewan was sitting eye for an eye. But me and Frankie's brother, we're going down the hill tonight. And it's hard to turn a dime these days with an honest hand. Yeah, but me, I'm doing fine, making a living off land. Still, it's hard to turn a dime these days with an honest hand. Well, yeah, but me, I'm doing fine, making a living off land.
Julio Matos plays bass. You were born, raised in Puerto Rico, and how long did you live there?
All my life. I grew up there. All my family are there, friends. So yeah, I just moved to the States like around 6-ish years, 7 years.
Julio Matos.
How did you happen to move, and you moved to Boston?
So my day job, I used to be a full-time teacher. I used to be a gym teacher, so in Boston, I had a good opportunity to work there, but at the same time I was playing, so I was between two, like Jason right now, being a teacher and musician at the same time. But I knew all the time that I really wanted to move to Nashville, so that happened 2 years ago, so now I'm here.
How did you develop a taste for country music? Did you always like country music?
This is the perfect example that movies are important in any kind of culture. So. A Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash movie.
Yes, right.
After that movie, that, you know, I knew Elvis, I knew 50s, thanks to my dad. My dad went to Vietnam. He brought us all those, like, Anglo culture, so I was aware about Anglo music in general. Yeah. But, yeah, I think after those movies, and you know, I said, I'm going to play country music. The thing is, in Puerto Rico, I was a weird guy trying to make a country band, and nobody paid attention to me, so... Now they see me on Facebook, oh, you're playing country now?
Country music now. So yeah. When you were in Puerto Rico, did you play sort of classic
rock
bands?
Yeah, I was more in the rock scene for a few years. So yeah, I had a fun time there, good times. So.
Yeah. Well, it's really good to meet you.
I'm very happy to be here.
Nice job playing, yeah.
She lived down in Dead Horse Hollow. A dark-haired, brown-eyed drink of water. God-fearing, hard-working welder's daughter. Well, she lived down in Dead Horse Hollow. Well, out on Kentucky 933, down by the lake, just heard me. My first taste of love was short and sweet. Well, out on Kentucky 933. Her to be my bride. It was a July wedding and her mom cried. We said we would to the day we died. And I asked her to be my bride. Well, 21 years came and went when they found the cancer down in her breast. Said 6 months, but that was just a guess. 21 years came and went. I got sick and I got scared. A lot of sleepless nights and unanswered prayers. I wondered if God was really even there. She got sick and I got scared. She got down to skin and bones. She never gave up and never lost hope. I was hanging at the end of my rope. She never gave in, never lost hope. In there was a turnaround. They said the healing was so profound. And there in the midst of grief and doubt, about 8 months in, there was a turnaround. And as for today, the cancer's gone. Yeah, me and that girl are going strong. Yes, God was right there all along. As for today, we're going strong. She lived down in Dead Horse Hollow.
Noah Thomason has been playing the guitar, and he played the pedal steel on a tune. Right? You're from Nortonville. Is that, what county is that?
Hopkins County.
Hopkins, okay. Yeah. Whereabouts is that?
Noah Thomason.
It's about 2 hours north of Nashville.
Tell us about your training. I guess, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about the pedal steel.
Well, a very wise man told me that if you learn to play pedal steel, you always have a job. Yeah, which that's right. Obviously true. It don't matter how good or how bad you are, you'll have a job. I'm proof of that.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
That wise old man, was he the teacher?
Yeah.
So was it complicated to learn that instrument for you?
It still is. I'm still learning. I'm just a guitar player and try to pick it up. And
how is it tuned?
It's called an E9th tuning. I got a little cheat sheet behind there telling me what strings are which. And what to tune them to. So.
Seems like you like things that slide.
I love slide. One of my favorite guitar players is a great slide player. He plays a Telecaster.
Who's that?
His name is Lauer Jormetz. He's from Estonia. He used to play for Sturgill Simpson. And he was one of my teachers. And I kind of put that in my plan as much as I possibly could.
Telecaster's your thing. You're stacking up three of them over there. One of them doesn't have a Fender on the headstock.
It's a Forest Custom Shop at... I, some reason, got rid of it, and I finally got it back today, and hopefully I won't get rid of it again.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
All right. Very nice.
Back roads in this town, they cross like veins on the back of my hand. Growing up, we raised hell. It's safe to say, know them all too well. Busted blacktop and broken white lines. Run down bridges and rusty road signs. Stretch out for miles with nothing around. And they drop off sharp at the edge of this town. I wonder if I'll ever break these chains. So I wonder if I'll ever get away. Well, I can't stay right. Where we spent all those summer nights, we'd laugh and love by the dashboard lights. Past the tree where we carved our name, after all these years, it's still so plain. Can't help but think how we went wrong. It's all right here, but you're long gone. And I wonder if I'll ever break these chains. I'll never get away.
We'd like to thank Tony Logue and his band for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Lori Campbell, Kate Heinonen, and Matthew Flores. We send a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this region and share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. If you see a show you're interested in, you can buy tickets online. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
So how about we hear one more from Tony and the band? Once again, please welcome back Tony Logue.
All right.
In the rear view, but a cloud of dust and smoke. We're running from a bad dream and a promise that I can't keep. But through the heart of the lonely night, I drop on cause I can't sleep. I'm burning up this highway, and it feels like a million miles from home. Feel the fire down in my soul. There was a time when I had everything. I kicked it all aside and I walked out in the rain. Cause everything's nothing at all if it ain't what you need. Every ounce of good intent, there's one more pound of pain. I'm burning up this highway and it feels like a million miles. Fire down in my soul. Well, I know this is the road I
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jason, Julio, Noah, and Tony for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.